Now we're turning to 21st century France, where winemakers are experiencing something sweet, or not so sweet. Their light, dry rosés are exploding in popularity. Far cry from the past when many winemakers made rosé for themselves. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is all over this story in southern France.
The Blanc brothers, Didier and Robert, are third-generation vintners near the town of Uzès in southern France. The area is known for chirping cicadas, olive trees, and chilled rosé wine in the summertime.
Alors.
Standing between the rows of vines, younger brother Didier pushes back the leaves to reveal clusters of plump grapes ripening under a blazing Mediterranean sun. Blanc says sales are exploding.
In France and everywhere else, we ran out of rosé last year, so we produced a lot more this year, and we're going to run out again.
Robert Blanc says a good rosé is pale, almost gray, the lighter the better. It's made from Grenache or Cinsault grapes and is certainly never a mix of red and white wine. Down in the cellar, he pours me a glass to sample.
Since it's so light, people have the impression that it has less alcohol and even calories than red or white wine, but that's not the case.
Blanc says his father used to put a few bottles of rosé aside just for his own pleasure. Today, the brothers are bottling the last of their 2014 vintage. It's the second year they've exported to the U.S., says Robert.
Yesterday, we had a visit from another importer from Maine who was on vacation. He loved the rosé. Maybe something will come of that.
John Hames is director of the American Wine Society. He says in the 70s and 80s, Americans went for sweeter wines, but tastes are evolving and appreciation for dry rosés is growing.
People discovered in trying them and found out they were very good food wines, and at the same time, they were a good alternative to the Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc for just drinking on the patio and having a nice cool glass of wine in the evening.
The rosé boom is transforming lives in this agrarian region.
In the morning, I'm postman. And in the afternoon, I'm a winemaker. Yes.
That's Serge Scherer, part-time postman, part-time winemaker. He was able to buy a parcel of land here 10 years ago because of the real estate crisis, 2 days before the vines were set to be ripped out. Now he's realizing a lifelong dream, making 3,000 bottles of organic wine a year. He understands why rosé is a big hit.
It's simple to drink, it's very fresh, it's not so strong that red wine or white wine. Alors, Corée du Sud, Japon, Danemark.
Scherer reels off the names of some of the countries where he now exports. Opening the door to a small building he shares with a local potter, Scherer shows me 4 modern metallic wine vats. He makes what he calls a piscine or swimming pool rosé that goes for about $5 a bottle and a more pricey gastronomic one.
Ils ont vraiment adoré mes vins et surtout.
Gerard says his American importer wants to buy up all of his small production. You can find his wine in America under the label La Vigne du Facteur, the mailman's vine. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Provence, France.
I'll happily go tell that story next year.